AOL Time Warner, the media conglomerate that owns CNN and many other media properties, says its yearly earnings will fall short of expectations due to a sharp drop in advertising revenue in the 2 weeks since the terrorist attacks. According to one estimate, the costs of extra programming and lost advertising dollars set the television and radio operations back by upwards of $1 billion in the first 5 days alone. NPR's Elaine Corey reports.
Those ever-present television commercials just vanished in the aftermath of the September 11th attacks, preempted by around-the-clock breaking news coverage of the events. David Peeler, president of the advertising research firm CMR, says the decision to suspend commercials was laudable, but it has also been costly. According to Peeler, media companies that rely on ad income were already having a bad year, down nearly 6% through June, and recent events will only compound the advertising slump.
We're projecting that it'll be down on a year-over-year basis somewhere in the 7-8% range. That will be one of the worst advertising years since 1991.
Two large owners of TV stations have already lowered their third quarter earnings estimates since the attacks. Newspapers and magazines also ramped up their coverage of the crisis with ad-free special editions. Print giants such as the New York Times, Knight Ridder, and Gannett have issued quarterly profit warnings of their own because of slumping ad revenue. And Peeler says the outlook for the end of the year isn't any better.
You've got a very high dependence in the fourth quarter on retail advertising, and I think that's a big question mark right now. What's the consumer psyche going to be during the holiday period? And if it's not recovered, is that going to have an effect on retail sales? If it does, it'll have a direct effect on retail advertising.
Marketers are already keenly aware that consumer psychology has shifted. 2 weeks after the attacks, commercials are airing regularly again, but some ad messages will be affected for months to come. Jack Myers, chief economist for the advertising newsletter The Myers Report, says companies are taking extreme care not to offend their customers.
Coca-Cola, for example, thinks it's inappropriate to say life is good at this time, so they pull all their advertising, and they either need to wait an appropriate time, but if events continue, then they need to consider developing a completely alternative campaign that with a more appropriate message.
Meyer says for obvious reasons, airline executives must take a hard look at when their companies resume advertising. Ads focusing on cheap fares or cabin comfort may give way to messages about heightened security. The makers of the antidepressant drug Paxil have postponed their new TV ad campaign. Marketers are rethinking whether it's too soon to feature glitzy spreads for fashion, travel resorts, or even food. And as the fall television season finally gets underway, Meyer says sponsors are wary of the untested programs they've signed on to.
Advertisers are looking at every program. They're questioning whether they should be participating in certain programs that may have inappropriate content on the broadcast network, like reality programs, Fear Factor, a new program called The Agency about the CIA.
Meyer says it's no accident that images of the American flag are popping up everywhere in commercial messages these days. Given the high risk of saying the wrong thing right now, displays of patriotism may be advertisers' safest bet. Elaine Corey, NPR News.